This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After President Trump imposes new sanctions on Iran and Iran's leaders effective yesterday, Iranian leaders say today that it spells the permanent closure of all diplomacy between the two nations. National Security Advisor John Bolton says he doesn't buy that.
It will be, I think, the combination of sanctions and other pressure that does bring Iran to the table.
Iran's president saying the White House is suffering from mental illness. Mexico is deploying 15,000 troops to its northern border in a bid to crack down on illegal immigrants entering the United States. The deployment coming after the Trump administration threatened tariffs on Mexico if the Mexican government didn't do more to stop illegal immigration. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
One of the Democrats seeking the White House wants to wipe out all student loans, but could he really make it happen? Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Presidential candidate Vermont Senator Independent Bernie Sanders wants to cancel all student debt, $1.6 trillion. Sanders says it would be paid for by a series of taxes on Wall Street trades.
Today we are, in fact, offering a revolutionary proposal. A proposal that will transform and improve our country in many, many ways.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will be meeting with 9/11 first responders today. Those responders pushing for reauthorization of the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund, which is running out of money. The Republican leader has been the focal point of a public shaming by former Daily Show host Jon Stewart, who's argued that the responders shouldn't have to come to Capitol Hill to beg for the continued funding. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Journalists and political figures talk all the time, and now unsealed federal documents happen to show that Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign chief, and Fox's Sean Hannity used to be in communication via text. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
The documents include 55 pages of text messages between Paul Manafort and Fox's Sean Hannity. Manafort had a sympathetic media ally in Hannity as federal investigators were closing in and ultimately prosecuted the former Trump campaign chairman for a series of financial crimes and witness tampering, according to the messages. The logs date back to mid-July 2017, showing that Manafort and, as they put it, a TV host named Sean, leveled repeated attacks on Mueller's team of prosecutors. They also discussed Manafort's legal representation, Hannity and Manafort expressing concern about the direction of the country, and Hannity repeatedly asks Manafort how he can help him, making it clear that he views the two to be aligned. aligned in their mission. Hannity addressing the news on Twitter saying, "My view of the special counsel investigation and the treatment of Paul Manafort have been made clear every day to anyone who listens to my radio show or watches my TV show."
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, a mixed session, the Dow gaining 8 points to close at 26,727, the NASDAQ down 26 points, the S&P 500 down 5 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The way we roll. How you doing, America? Happy Tuesday to you. I'm Bill Martinez. As we continue to keep an eye on the things that are affecting your culture and your life, and of course, yesterday, big bombshell with our conversation with Ed Pizzoli, the president of Trip Scott down in South Florida. He's going to be up close and personal to two nights of rumbling with the Democrats as they get together and battle it out. They're kind of a bit in a circle firing squad, right? Aren't they kind of circled around each other, and they're taking shots, getting ready to see, okay, who's going to be the last man standing? And here you got two nights, 10 aspirants on the stage, we'll see, you know, what happens even as we're going into it. They're giving away everything to try to buy votes, which is incredible. You know, what's really missing out of this whole narrative is they're talking about spending money, but there's no, interesting to note that there's not any savings. You know, they're not talking about, hey, if we do this, we can save some money. We can cut back a little bit of the debt. No. Because, you know, it's kind of like one of those easy deals. It's kind of like musicians. When all else fails, you just turn it up and you add reverb or any kind of distortion, and that seems to cover all the mistakes. And in this particular case, the Democrats are using all kinds of distortion by way of free stuff. You know, they're Oprah Winfrey on steroids here. Everything's free for everybody here. Don't worry about how it's going to be paid. You know, we're only talking 2%, you know, and, oh, it's those rich people again. We're going to get all the money from the rich people, all the people from, Wall Street and everything. Forget about the fact that you got millions of people, hundreds, dare I say, is it, millions of people who, have, 401ks, and they look at the Wall Street. I mean, they've got investments there. So they're looking at what's going on in the Wall Street, activity to see, okay, do I have enough money for retirement or not? And good old Bernie and the Democrats, who are just over the top here, want to take that away as if we don't have enough taken away from us already. Oh, yeah, right, Social Security, which amazingly, according to Rasmussen, people are still pretty comfortable with, with Social Security. I think that maybe even that poll, and I might challenge Rasmussen on that, because it might be a little jilted, you know, towards the people who are getting it or soon to get it, not the ones, the 40 and unders, who are saying, look, it, you got me involved in a Ponzi scheme, I'm taking care of my parents, but what about me? You know, my kids aren't going to be at work in enough time, there's not going to be enough money in the coffers, because here we've got that, you know, as we always talk to that baby boomer pig in the python that's going through and is going to eat up so many resources, especially with Social Security. It's like, okay, what's going to be left for them? So for them, probably not too happy. And I still maintain, I'm surprised up to this point, frankly, there hasn't been some activist attorney on a pro bono basis saying, look, I'm going to go represent the millennials or the 40 and unders and say, look, this is not fair. I mean, you're actually stealing. You know, this is theft. You know, from the latter generations, that what's happening right now, all because the government opened up the lockbox. Okay, yeah, and who opened up the lock? A Democrat, yes, LBJ. Opened it up, said, yeah, let's break out the lock, a whole deal. Because all these Democrats, all these politicians, I say Democrats, I mean, and of course, it's probably bipartisan, but mainly led by the Democrats. Let's crack open the lock. They saw all that money. It was driving them nuts. Gosh, if we could just get our hands on that money, we could do so much good. So much good. No, what they want meant it was we could buy so many more votes. And this is what they're doing again. I mean, every time you listen to a soundbite from these presidential hopefuls on the Democratic side, they're giving more and more stuff away. It's like nobody is talking about, well, hey, look at, let's talk about the real problem that we have here in America today, which is our national security. And national security is covered by our debt. You know, and certainly we are very vulnerable when it comes to national security with the amount of debt that we're chowing down. And, of course, thank you very much, China, who has helped us, with our entitlement mindset and our addiction. And they've been happy to comply. Now they're a little cranky because we're saying, hey, look, we want some of our money back. You've led us down the yellow brick road. Yes, we were addicted, and you saw it coming, and you took advantage of us. But now we've got, Donald Trump, who's offering therapy to everybody, and, you know, we're all sitting down together and confronting this issue, this addiction that we've got caught in, and here it is. When is this going to stop? What is it? Got to be $25 trillion? We got to be $30 trillion? I mean, you know, what do we have to get to before America says enough, enough? I mean, the Tea Party rose on the fact that our budget was out of hand. I mean, a real simple issue about our government. I mean, it's the people's money, right? It's our money. Why can't we hold the government accountable? You know, we're held accountable. Everybody should be held accountable, but not the government. You know, somehow they get a pass on all this stuff, and they get to spend as much money as they want, and it does not matter, and they keep mounting up debt. And so, God forbid, that somebody would ask the question, like, hey, what are you doing with our money? And, and they're all cranky about that, or they just ignore it, and then they go back to the populace and offer all kinds of free things. Because there's no ideas to save money, only ideas to buy votes. That's what this is all about. And, of course, the big explosion yesterday in our discussion as well, I think with Justin Danhof, was Google, what are they doing? I mean, this is insane. I mean, Google's handles, what, 90, 95% of all searches on the Internet? And they got caught. I mean, this is a... this is a serious bit of exposure. Of course, we knew it anyway. We knew when the CEO came to... of Google, you know, came to the Beltway and was there. He was lying through his teeth. And you go, wait a minute, how can this guy lie to Congress and get away with it? Is he going to, is he going to pay any kind of consequences? Well, so far not. So, consequences have a way of bubbling up one way or another. Either the government comes in or it's exposed to the people, which is what happened. Google, you know, they've got, I mean, forget about egg. It's more than an omelet that they have all over their face on this deal because of what was revealed. And that is that they clearly have said amongst the inner sanctum of Google that we're not going to tolerate another 2016 Donald Trump election. We're going to do everything we can. So they're pulling out all stops. Now, this is a, in a sense, supposed to be a public entity serving the people, but we've seen what's been going on in terms of the censorship that continues to be ratcheted up, whether it's Facebook, Google, Twitter, I mean, go on down the line, any bit of the social media channels. And forget about what Russia did or may not have done. I mean, and it's all a farce anyway. Come on, think about it. I mean, I've been in marketing most of my life. $150,000 doesn't get you a whole bunch of activity. But the Democrats and Mueller and others would want us to believe or even suspect that with $150,000 you could move the needle in an election the size of the election that we have here in America. And, we've heard anything from the Democrats saying, There was no way the Russians changed one vote, and I think that's Barack Obama's quote-unquote, and to where, oh, no, they because of the Russians, that's the only reason Donald Trump got elected president. It had nothing to do with the dysfunction of the government, how messed up it was, or how the people thought that maybe if we got a businessman in there, maybe we could square things away. And Shazam, look what happens. I mean, lowest unemployment of all time. We've got our economy is robust. It's the envy of the world. But no, that doesn't matter. We wanted Hillary. We didn't want Trump. So you guys are all wrong. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, but it doesn't stop them from trying. And, of course, they get covered from the mainstream media. We know that. So we have to be discerning consumers of political news, amongst other things these days, ladies and gentlemen. I thank you for joining in. This is where all the smart people are, where we all come together, because birds of a feather flock together. We're looking for smart people to be here, that we can exchange ideas in a fair and balanced sort of way, so that you're all the better for it. I mean, there's so many things out there that you wonder. You go, like that saying, what was it from that movie we played before? I'm not sure I'm all the better for what you just shared with us. In other words, it was a waste of time. We don't believe in wasting your time here. We've got two incredible nights where they're getting ready to rumble in Miami. We're talking about, of course, the debates by the Democrats. Two nights, two stages. I guess it maybe is the same stage, and there'll be 10 participants in each group, and Kyle Drennan is with us. He's a senior news analyst for MRC, and we're going to be talking about 10 questions NBC's debate moderators should ask Dems. We'll see if they do that. Chances are probably not, because we know there is a double standard. For Democrats, there's a certain kind of profile and questions. I mean, don't look for any gotcha questions or anything that was asked, of the Republicans. But there's going to be, there'll be an interesting contrast, if you're aware. Kyle, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good to have you here to help us, look forward to the contrast, because Wednesday, Thursday, NBC, MSNBC, Telemundo will host the first Democratic primary debates. If they are to match what their colleagues did with Republican candidates in 2015, they should ask questions designed to humiliate, badger, and paint them as not ready for primetime, cartoonish, or out-of-touch extremists, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, if you remember, in 2015, CNBC did this debate, primary debate for Republican candidates, and it was atrocious. It was horribly biased. It was just hitting them with one unfair question after another, all questions from the left, all questions really designed to deride them and embarrass them and sort of dismiss the right, any policy ideas that they had. Mm-hmm. And if NBC wants to be consistent, then that should be what they're doing tomorrow night and Thursday night to the Democrats.
But we know that's not going to happen. You know, to your point, CNBC White House correspondent John Harwood, he asked Donald Trump, if you remember this, "Mr. Trump, you've done very well in this campaign so far by promising to make Americans better off, because your greatness would replace the stupidity and incompetence of others. Let's be honest. Is this a comic book version of a presidential campaign? How insulting."
Yeah, no, exactly. And so, in our article there, we basically sort of said, well, are they going to ask that question to Joe Biden?
Mm-hmm.
Who's very gaffe prone. He's constantly, putting his foot in his mouth. Are they going to say, with all these mistakes you're making, is this a comic book campaign, Vice President Biden? Mm-hmm. And some of these other candidates who have, Elizabeth Warren, who has stumbled all over, claiming Native American heritage that she didn't have. I mean, there's plenty of instances where you could look at some of these candidates and some of the, controversies they've been embroiled with, some of these Democrats, and say, you could make the same argument. Isn't this a comic book campaign? I mean,
right.
you're stepping in it, everywhere you go.
Right. I wonder how often they'll let Joe Biden get away with, a retort like, I'd like to get into those details, but we don't have time for that now. That seems to be his go-to phrase when he can't figure out, what kind of plagiarized thought can I come up with, because I don't have an original thought of my own. Here is somebody, after 5 decades of service to the country, he can't articulate a position off the top of his head. You'd think by now he'd be able to do it in his sleep. But I just think he's incapable of doing that, Kyle, in all fairness.
Well, yeah, and I mean, in 2015, Republicans were grilled on every detail of, their plans that they had. And so is that what they're going to do to Joe Biden, saying like, hey, you claim to have all these great ideas. You need to give us some details.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he gives details, follow up and say, well, the numbers don't add up on that particular policy. What do you say about that? Again, that's what they did to Republicans.
Yes. Well, getting back to Elizabeth Warren, as you say, one fair question would be, Senator Warren, you've become a punchline for falsely claiming you were of Native American descent. Some have even called you Pocahontas and compared you to Rachel Dolezal. Let's be honest, is this a comic book version of a presidential campaign, right?
Yeah, I mean, that would be exactly on par with what they asked Donald Trump in that debate in 2015.
Mm-hmm. Well, or to Cory Booker. Mr. Booker, you've repeatedly claimed to have had a childhood friendship with somebody you called T-Bone, yet nobody has been able to prove this person actually existed. Why did you make up an imaginary friend? Let's be honest. Is this a comic book version of a presidential campaign?
Yeah. I mean, again, you know, they constantly want to, you know, fact check Donald Trump, but there's lots to fact check when it comes to the statements Democrats have made.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is the thing. So we'll see if they can, you know, be fair and balanced. You got a proposed question for Beto O'Rourke and Pete Buttigieg. This one is for Congressman O'Rourke and Mayor Buttigieg. You've been, young man, in a hurry ever since you won your first elections. Why not slow down, get a few more things done first, or at least finish what you start?
Yeah, and that is based off of that word for word, the exact question they asked Marco Rubio in 2015. They thought, oh, you're a young man in a hurry. Why are you rushing to run for president? Well, you've got people like Beto O'Rourke, who lost a Senate election. You've got Pete Buttigieg, who's a mayor. I mean, you know, who's 37. I mean, they're already jumping into a presidential campaign. So yeah. Ask them the same question.
And, of course, the mayor is under all kinds of heat back in his hometown. I'm sure you saw the town hall from the other day. I mean, and meanwhile, you got Mayor de Blasio that 40% of his own constituency says don't run.
Right.
You know, he's taking a breath and going, man, thank God that's not me. I ain't holding a town hall in Manhattan.
Yeah, no, because, yeah, I think a lot of New Yorkers are like, why are you running for president? You got a lot of things to deal with right here in New York City. So, these are all valid questions that these Democrats should be getting from the media. But, you know, sadly, I think, you know, it's going to be very different from how they treated Republicans in 2015.
Well, I'll be curious to see if they ask Joe Biden, you know, being a devout Catholic and for more than 40 years supported the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits the use of federal funds to pay for abortions after being criticized by his rivals. He almost immediately dropped his support for the Hyde Amendment. What other longstanding positions are you willing to discard in the face of left-wing criticism? And if you're so willing to flip-flop, why should voters believe any of the promises that you're telling them right now? I think it's a fair question.
Yeah, it's absolutely a fair question. And that, again, was based off of a question they asked Donald Trump about some bankruptcies in his business life. And they sort of said, turned that into, why can anyone believe any promises you make? Because you know, have these business issues. So, well, why can anyone believe Joe Biden based on his past positions? And then he just, you know, flips on a dime as soon as he gets pressure from the left.
Yeah. And, of course, the whole issue of his Catholicism, of course, that's something that he has to struggle within his own heart. But it's very difficult for me, being Catholic, and to, you know, have somebody, especially from the Democratic Party, because of their position on abortion. And now it's just like everything. The ante is being raised up. So forget about the first trimester, the second, the third. Now we can go into infanticide. And, you know, where's the outrage from, you know, religious people, supposedly religious people, whether it's Nancy Pelosi, who is a Catholic, and Biden, Tim Kaine? You know, wait a minute. How can you accept infanticide as a platform for your party? But they do. And then they wonder why evangelicals and other people of faith have said, look at, there may be some principles within the Democratic Party that I can embrace, but this is a deal breaker for me.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I think one of the key questions overall needs to be to these candidates, is the Democratic Party moving too far to the left? Are they moving out of the mainstream? You know, what do they say about that? That's what the media should be asking them.
Right. And would you accept AOC as the leader of the House of Representatives? Maybe, just for fun.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we got to wrap it up right there. Kyle Drennan, thank you for being with us.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After President Trump imposes new sanctions on Iran and Iran's leaders effective yesterday, Iranian leaders say today that it spells the permanent closure of all diplomacy between the two nations. National Security Advisor John Bolton says he doesn't buy that.
It will be, I think, the combination of sanctions and other pressure that does bring Iran to the table.
Iran's president saying the White House is suffering from mental illness. Mexico is deploying 15,000 troops to its northern border in a bid to crack down on illegal immigrants entering the United States. The deployment coming after the Trump administration threatened tariffs on Mexico if the Mexican government didn't do more to stop illegal immigration. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Just like that, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. We've got Jordan Goodman with us. Yes, I know. I can hear the applause. America's Money's Answers Man, the nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. He was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine. All that to say, he knows what he's talking about, and this is why we have him on as often as we can get him here. Hey, Jordan, appreciate the time, buddy. How you doing?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Well, consumers are at it again. I guess the confidence. One thing about having confidence in the economy is you start leaning on the plastic a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah, consumer confidence is very high level, and that does mean that people go out and borrow to buy things. So the numbers just came out from the Federal Reserve. Total consumer credit was up 5.25%. Credit cards up 8% in the last month. Other debt up 4.25%. So here's where things stand now, Bill. Total consumer debt, and this does not count mortgages, this is non-mortgage debt, $4.02 trillion.
Wow.
Credit cards, $1.01 trillion. Student loans is up to $1.6 trillion. So there's more in student loans than there are credit cards. And car loans, $1.1 trillion. So people, I guess you could say they're confident, but it's an expensive way to be confident, I guess you might
yeah.
say.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's good and bad, isn't it? I mean, good that there's confidence, bad that, hey, we're leaning a little heavy on it, and, you know, and they're probably burning novena candles that Trump gets the China deal done.
Well, that's right. I mean, there are people out there who are hurting because of the tariff situation, like the farmers and so on. But regular consumers, in fact, on Friday morning, the retail sales number came up 0.5%, which is a little bit stronger than expected. So the American consumer is doing pretty well here.
Right.
But I'm concerned they're paying too much for these credit cards. I mean, if the average rate's about 15%, some people 18, 20, 25, you know, ridiculously high rates. There is a way to get lower interest rates and get better deals.
Yeah, please, because, you know, every time we start talking about this kind of debt and how enslaved we become, you know, to our debt, you know, Brad wants to play Tennessee Ernie Ford 16 tons, you know, that old song.
So there is a way to get better rates. There's a free website, guidetocreditcard.com, where you can get 0% bounce transfer offers, if you want to do it that way, lower interest cards paying, charging maybe 8 or 9% instead of 15 and higher. Rebates, sometimes getting a 5% cash back can work out well for you, or you get specific rewards, whether it be airline miles or hotel miles. You should be in charge of what's best for you.
Right.
And there's a free website, guidetocreditcard.com, that can help you get a better deal. Because what most people do, Bill, is they just rely on whatever shows up in the mail. And those are the
exactly.
worst deals.
No. Yeah, without a doubt. Well, the other thing, what happens, too, is sometimes, and it's an easy deal, is you sit there and you find something that works for you, and you save some money here, and you figure, okay, that just extends your credit, and then you max that out, too. Don't do that. We're giving you ideas so that you can get out from underneath it, not get deeper into it.
That's right. About 40% of Americans revolve their balance every month, 60% paid off in full. If you pay it off in full, then you get all the benefits without having to pay these interest rates. But a lot of people, and I think in some cases it's because their expenses are going up faster than their income, and they make up the difference with high interest debt. And as I said, we have over $1 trillion in outstanding balance right now. I'm not in favor of that. People should, you know, be responsible but not pay all this interest, which is non-deductible, by the way.
Yeah, thank God, you know, we were able to work out the deal with Mexico. Otherwise, the price of guacamole would have gone through the roof, and then it would have been most upsetting. That have really added to the consumer credit. Hey, let's talk about oil prices. A lot of craziness going on in the Middle East, Strait of Hormuz. We got a couple of tankers out there being attacked. And, you know, and of course, anytime. I mean, this is one thing that we know about the whole oil industry. They're not about to let any good crisis go to waste. So that we know that that's going to be reflected immediately, if not post haste, at the gas station.
That's right. Although before that happened, prices had been falling pretty sharply for oil. I mean, the oil industry does not control oil prices. It's the marketplace. And oil had gotten to like 65 in April, and now it's down to about 50, something like that. But when this incident happened with these two tankers getting attacked by the Iranians, oil did shoot back up. But it's still in the mid-50s area. If this gets serious and they really go after it and close off the Strait of Hormuz, then yes, oil could shoot up dramatically. About 20% of the world's oil goes through the Strait of Hormuz. Now, it used to be 40%, but because America is now producing so much more oil, we are far less dependent on the Saudi Arabia and Kuwait and so on than we did in the past. The Permian Basin, Texas, and all that, we're producing roughly 13 million barrels of oil a day domestically in the U.S. So if there's good news out of this, we're less affected by this than they would have been in the past.
Yes. We'll just have to keep an eye on what happens at the gas stations because, you know, like I said, you know, I remember back in the old days, you know, Johnny Carson used to say, yeah, we've got plenty of oil offshore. That's sitting offshore. you know, all the cheap oil sitting offshore for a while until, you know, they decide that it's time to lower, lower the price. But
just this incident, that's fine. But if it becomes a wider war in the Middle East,
well, exactly,
go up dramatically. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. And then we have to go and take over Venezuela and we'll, you know, everything will be fine.
Well, that would be good. Well, they're not producing much oil right now anyway, because the place is completely shut down.
Of course. But I think we could straighten that problem up pretty quick.
We could.
Just between
send
you and me. Yeah, exactly. We can make this happen.
The oil's there. They just can't get it out because they're so incompetent right now.
Right. Well, you know, and the thing is, Jordan, Americans, you know, hear that for the first time, gosh, in our lifetime, that we're on the verge of being totally energy independent.
Right.
And so they hear what's happening there and see, okay, well, there's international consequences. And, of course, even still at 20%, America needs to come alongside our allies and protect them there.
Well, that's right, because, I mean, oil is supplied for Europe and for India and, you know, other places as well. It's a worldwide commodity. But I'm just saying on the supply side, I mean, when we had the oil shock in the 1970s, that was a supply situation. Remember, we had gas lines and all that. It was, the price, you know, was like 40 cents for a gallon of gas in 1972 or something. Mm-hmm. But you couldn't get it. We were so dependent on the Middle East. When they cut back on supply, that's what caused such trouble there.
Right.
Now it's not as much supply as it is, you know, price.
So let's move on to mortgage rates. We
sure.
Still looking good there?
Absolutely. So one of the things that happened when this Iranian situation happened in the Gulf is people fly into treasuries as a safety haven.
Yes.
So the 10-year treasury is down to just about 2%. It's amazing. Every time we talk, I don't think it can go lower, and it does go lower. So that has brought the 30-year mortgage down to about 3.6%. Just unbelievable how low these rates have gone. Because when that 10-year treasury goes down, mortgage rates go down with it. This is the lowest rates we've seen in at least 4 years, maybe longer than that. So certainly as far as buying homes, we're still in the spring home buying season. Certainly makes it cheaper. You can buy more house or at least afford it better.
Exactly.
Or refinancing your mortgage.
Now, I was going to say, time to refi if you haven't already.
If you can. If your mortgage is, I would say, 4% or higher, you might want to take a look at refinancing. You get 3.6 on a 30-year. If you can get a 15-year at like 3.3,
yes,
it's incredible. A website to do that would be You Can Refi, youcanrefi.com. They look around the country to get you the best rate. So in a certain way, borrowers are benefiting from all this chaos, not only with the trade situation with China, which is so uncertain, but now with the uncertainty in the Middle East.
Now, you had last time a good contact for a new home purchase as well, right?
Yes. I mean, you're talking about mortgages.
ARC loan?
It's called the ARC loan, rate cut mortgage.
Right.
ARCLOAN.com. When rates go down, as they have been, it goes down. When rates go up, it doesn't go up. So you can win both directions there.
All right. Okay. So stay enthused. We love the enthusiasm as far as consumer confidence is concerned. But we got to be prudent and let's do a little bit better job about managing our credit and take Jordan's advice here. You know, even though it's up, good sign. But, you know, we just need to be better managers of it, right?
Hopefully we learned from last time,
but
in 2008, people got their credit cut dramatically, and that really hurt people. They're extending their credit right now, and I'm a little bit worried about it.
I'm right with you. America's Money Answers, man, the one and only Jordan Goodman. I'm Bill Martinez live. Jordan, as always, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Take care.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Prime-free one-day delivery is available on more than 10 million products from Amazon coast to coast. Amazon continues to expand both the one-day delivery areas and selection to ensure Prime members receive products faster than ever. One-day delivery is now available to Prime members with no minimum purchase amount for products from Echo devices and headphones to household items and cleaning supplies. Julie Law, Amazon spokesperson.
We obsess over making Prime members' lives easier and more fun. In fact, the most popular one-day items range from books, beauty, and baby wipes to dish detergent and even doggy bags. Prime Free One-Day Delivery is possible because we've been building our network for over 20 years, enabling us to create a world-class customer experience powered by incredible employees and great technology.
That means last-minute birthday presents, sunscreen and beach towels for an impromptu getaway, as well as closet organizers and patio decor, all delivered the very next day for free. For more, visit Amazon.com/Prime.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, I love music and lyrics like this that remind us that, hey, look, there's always room for a comeback. And this could be your time and your moment. Why not? And fitting with the good news is the good news girl herself who joins us, Samantha Mao. If you go to our website, BillMartinezLive.com, go down and you will see, as you scroll down, you will see Sam's Corner. And that's where we feature all these great news stories that she is able to collect for us direct from the Internet all around the world. And, you know, I especially look forward to this segment every week because it gives us a chance to get away from the wackiness of, you know, of the political process, you know, some of the heated cultural debates that we're having. Okay, maybe they're one-sided a bit because that's the way Google and Facebook and Twitter wants it to be. But nonetheless, you know, we continue to fight the good fight, and it's good to have moments of respite from it all. Hey, Sam, thanks for coming on. Appreciate your faithfulness to report to us every week these viral videos. You know, with the election season getting underway, man, I'm telling you, it's gotten underway early. You know, we may need to have you on almost like every day.
I have the honor to bring you back. You know, I really feel like what these videos do or what these stories do is kind of help bring people back down to earth and remind us of what we have in common.
Exactly.
Humanity. And that's why I'm happy to be here every week with you. I love being on with you and telling you and your audience about these stories. And, yeah, I would be happy to come on more often to help kind of alleviate the pain of election season starting early.
It's going to be nuts. I mean, this week down in Miami, there's going to two nights of debates with the Democrats, 10 each. Some of them, I think, what, four or five didn't make the stage because they didn't meet the requirements. So you got 10. And we'll see how it whittles its way through. If obviously there's going to be some that will rise, and they may have a viral moment, and it'll be interesting to see even of the way underdog, those five that didn't make it to the stage, if one of them is able to find a way to come up a bit and participate in the next debate. But stay tuned. But enough of that stuff. Let's talk about a stepdad's Father's Day gift that brings the internet to tears. What happened here?
You know, there's nothing I love more than a good dad, but I feel like there's something especially touching when there's a stepdad
exactly.
that comes into a child's life. Yeah, because they didn't have, it was something they didn't have to do. And
well, not only that, Sam, but I think that, step parents are so undervalued because they come into that relationship almost in a deficit because they didn't birth that child. And by that, I don't mean anything other than the fact that that child is not of them. There's certain characteristics of that child that they cannot relate to. I mean, there's already 50% of the characteristics that the mother who bore the child can't relate to because it's of the father. But the father's not there, right? And so now you got the stepdad coming in. Some of it, is male stuff, so that's okay. But there's nuances of that child's personality that only the father, the real dad, can do that. And I, like you, I am especially touched. And, when a stepdad comes into play and they're so gifted, and to me, it is God-given. It is such a gift for them to be able to relate and fill that void in some ways, I'd say, a miraculous sort of way.
Oh, absolutely. And, I think this is one of those special cases. Sophia Calle said that her stepdad used to actually leave her a note on her door every day when she was in middle school. He'd leave it there for inspiration, which, has me choking up just thinking about it. And
right.
Sophia actually saved every note. He had no idea. Her stepdad had no idea. And then recently, it actually went by, the video of her giving him his Father's Day gift this year actually went viral when she took all those notes and put them around a giant picture of them and put it in a frame and surprised him with it. And of course, it's an emotional video. It took off and the internet, bawling their eyes out.
You're not supposed to make the host cry.
I know.
There's no crying in radio.
No crying. But it definitely is something worth taking a look at because just the love that's there, that must make her mom especially so happy. And, I don't know if her real dad is still in the picture or not, but, if he is, he has to be appreciating, how much this guy went out of his way to make sure Sophia felt that love and inspiration. What a great idea to leave a note every day, especially in middle school. You need those notes of inspiration in middle school. That's a tough time. So.
Well, and that's the thing. It says a lot not only about the stepdad, but about Sophia's character as well. That
Absolutely. She
had the capacity to receive that gift and in turn, pay it forward back to her stepdad. Wow, this is the thing. Again, God tells us it's better to give than to receive. And what do you have here? Just that dynamic of those two individuals, what they gave to one another. I mean, and it's like with each gift, it becomes exponential, right? It's not 1 + 1 = 2. It's 1 + 1 maybe equals 4 or something because of the power of that gift and what it means to both of them going back and forth. I mean, that's such a neat story, Sam. That's awesome.
Hey, let's talk to all of us.
Yeah, let's talk about true heroism now. Let's meet the man who dove into a river to rescue a motorist. What happened?
To me, this is always one of the scariest scenarios is your car rolling into a river and figuring out how to get out. Well, Andrew Lund, he's a nurse at Anchorage Nursing Home and Rehabilitation Center, and he's arriving to work on Tuesday morning, and he saw a vehicle go into the water. What happened is the driver actually he meant to go forward and had the car in reverse and backed up and rolled into the water. Well, there was no time to call 911. I mean, when something like that happens, you have seconds to react. to get the person out of the car. So he knew that he didn't have time to call 911. He actually had access to a life preserver and got a few other people that he worked with to help him. And he dove into the water and told the driver, he said, you know, go ahead and roll your window down. And he dove under and pulled him out. And, you know, instead of it being a tragic situation,
exactly,
the diver actually, the person in the car actually got out with very minimal injuries. And I just think, what a hero. That's scary thing to try to go down. And anytime you're trying to rescue somebody from drowning, you risk drowning yourself.
Yeah. Well, exactly, because they tell you that when you go to save somebody who's drowning, you have to almost let them get near to the point to where they drown, so they fight themselves out, so that they are subtle, you know, so that you can, you know, get them out of the water. Otherwise, out of their sheer panic, you know, they end up killing, you know, the person trying to save them and themselves, and that's kind of a routine deal. So, you know, I'm thinking that here's this car going down, and you got somebody going, roll down the window, roll down the window. The window right now is the only thing keeping me from, you know, the water. But, you know, the amount of trust that that person must have had, and, you know, maybe some sense of reason to know that that's what they had to do. And sometimes that's very difficult when you're caught, you know, really between a hard spot like that, to say, okay, I've got to do something that's counterintuitive. I've got to, in order to get out of this, I've got to let go of some, you know, limited amount of safety that, you know, there's a clock on that, right? I mean, because the thing is, in seconds, that thing's going to be immersed, and then at that point, you know, there's no saving this guy.
That's right, because water comes in either. I mean, it might keep water out temporarily to have that window up, but then it keeps you in, and the water actually gets in too. So it does take an amount of trust to, you know, everybody needs to make sure to roll down that window if their car starts to go down, so they do have a way. Especially, you know, you think about the electronic part, it's going to short circuit, there's no way it's going to keep working. So,
oh yeah, exactly. I mean, well, then they get pressurized, and it's that much more difficult. It's not like you can just open up a door, you know, because you got so much pressure because of the water and everything else. So but very cool. So wow, so he was saved, and you know, all is well. That's great.
You know, that guy was just arriving at the right place at the right time, happened to be, you know, a nurse of all people. Andrew Lund, just in the right place. He was one of God's angels that day.
Amen. And I'm sure God's angels forever, because that, to me, tells me his instinct, the way he's wired. You know, we talked before about first responders. They have that special DNA component that you know, in a situation where there is an emergency and everybody's running away, they're the ones that run to the problem, to the fire, and to where all the stuff is going on, right?
Absolutely. And I just love those people.
Yep, exactly. Let's talk about triumphing over cancer and bullies. And if I'm reading this right, triumphing over cancer, bullies with his violin, a Raleigh boy gets a golden buzzer on America's Got Talent. What's going on?
That's right. You know, you don't see people playing violin often on America's Got Talent, but Tyler Butler Figuera, he's 11 years old, and he actually got the golden buzzer recently. And, you know, getting the golden buzzer from Simon Cowell is a big deal. And, you know, so not only did he accomplish that, but leading up to that, he had been diagnosed with leukemia when he was 4 years old. So then, you know, he's undergoing chemotherapy and losing his hair, and when he's going to school, other kids don't really understand what's going on with him, how he's sick, and that he's here. So kids would avoid him because they thought it was contagious, which is just heartbreaking. So this young man, he said that he saw the violin one day, and as soon as he saw it when he was 7 years old, he said he knew he wanted to do it. So he threw himself into it, and now he's amazing. You know, he's going on America's Got Talent still at this very young age, having overcome all. And he's been in remission for 4 years, which is amazing.
Wow, that's cool.
And now he's gotten the golden buzzer and America's Got Talent. So I think we should all stay tuned. And, you know, I love this kid and his spirit. I wish him the
best. That's great. Yeah, the last name, just so you know, let me help you out with it. Figueroa, one of my best friends who happens to be my doctor. His last name's Figueroa as well. So Figueroa. So Figueroa.
Figueroa.
Anyway. So congratulations to him. Again, they're all inspirations to all of us. And thank you so much, as always, Sam. Appreciate you being here. Make sure you go to Sam's Corner. There's more to report on, and she's got it right there for you at BillMartinezLive.com. Have a great day, Sam.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Xenon programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Most of you.